Hey, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC. My name is Madeline, and I'm going to be your host for the next hour. I've got you until 5 p.m., at which point Deliberate Noise comes on. But this week, I have a lot of new punk music from the scene and a couple tracks to promote shows that are coming up this week, like Camp Cope is going to be playing on Friday. So I'll talk a bit about that a little later in the show. If you've never listened before, Shoes on a Wire is a show where I play music by women, non-binary, and LGBTQ artists from all kinds of different genres, but I do tend to favor pop, punk, rock, and that kind of thing. So thanks for tuning in. I wanted to start things off today with a little bit of a belated Mother's Day shout out. It was Mother's Day yesterday, and hopefully people got to spend time with their mothers or their parent or whoever is that person in your life. I got to see my mom. She was out in White Rock for the day, so we had some Caesars and snacks, and it was really nice. But the reason I wanted to talk about her on the radio is that she's the reason that I got into radio. She was a DJ at Western Washington University's radio station KUGS 89.3 FM, I'm pretty sure, out of Bellingham. And she had a show in the early 80s. It was a punk show on Sunday mornings from I don't know what time, and she always brags that it was all vinyl, which is a big deal because all of the songs were like 2 minutes long. So she does an impression of herself kind of chucking records all over the place, and it's very hilarious, and it was kind of a little moment of glory. So I called her about half an hour ago and was like, hey mom, I'm gonna talk about you on the radio, what song do you want me to play? And this was her pick. This is a track by the Young Canadians. It's called Hawaii. So, shout out moms.
Come find me again. Sha la 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 la. Come find me again.
You just heard the opener by Camp Cope. Before that was The Slits with Typical Girls, and following The Young Canadians, Hawaii, you heard Smithy Ramone with Your Kiss. Smithy Ramone is super cool. Loren is in a bunch of local bands. Jock Tears most active right now, but I love her solo project. It's so good. It's just her and a drum track and her bass, and she has bass solos, and her songs are just super duper catchy, and I love that she just leans into the Ramone tribute love fest that is her music. It's super fun. So Camp Cope is actually going to be playing at the Biltmore this coming Friday on May 17th. Tickets are $16, the event says. And I'm sure you can get them at a couple record stores around town if they're not sold out. The openers are Anne Horse and Oceanator, which I don't have an opinion on. But Camp Cope's great. You should go. But it's another one of those classic Vancouver days where there are like six desirable things to do. So I'll talk about a couple of the other ones later in the night, and then you can make, or later in the afternoon, and then you can make a choice for yourself. But Camp Cope would definitely be a solid choice in my opinion. I'm going to take a little break here, and then we'll be back with some more music. So stay tuned to Shoes on a Wire on CITR.
Hi, this is Emily Toyota, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists. Me.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
Did you know UBC students get 20% off organic, farm-fresh produce from the UBC farm? Come by the farm and eat local. Really, really local. Supported by British Columbia's Buy BC program.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Hey, 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 my name's Danielle. I'm from Red Circle. And listen here, sweet thing. You're listening to CITR 101.9. Ow!
You are listening to CITR 101.9. Ow. And that was Danielle, who is in a couple different bands. That was for Red Circle at last year's Music Waste. But she's also in Princess Apparently, who are having a tape release this Friday. It's another one of the things you could do on Friday night. The other bands on the bill are Miserable, C-U-N-T, can't say that word on the radio, Pithy Party, Emily Bach, and Crotch. None of whom I've ever heard before, but Princess Apparently is always, they put on a really good show, so it's going to be worth it. You should go down. It's going to be at Red Gate Art Society, and it's not listed how much it is. I bet it's $10, but you should go out and support them. And here is a track from Princess Apparently's last tape, which was called Demolition. This is Hot Sex 2.
Oh,
That was Find a Way by Feels from LA. They came through town a couple weeks ago at the Biltmore. Before that, you heard Anybody's with Nevertheless. They played a house show on Friday night with Necking and Sylvia Rath and Security Guard, I'm pretty sure, was the fourth band. And they were fantastic. It was pretty cool to be able to like stand in someone's living room and watch them just absolutely rip. I was super impressed with how tight they were. I haven't seen them play a ton of shows, though they've been playing more recently. So it's super exciting when someone local just kind of blows your head off. It was great. So go check out Anybody's as soon as you can. They have more shows coming up soon. I'll take a look at what they are and shout them out when I come back on mic. But in the meantime, I have another track for you. This is Girlwood with Sea State.
Thank you.
That was a brand new one from Primp, Don't Wanna, off of their EP Mother Loose, which is an amazing name for an EP. I love it. Before that, you heard a track by The Coat Hangers that was Step Back. And they're a band from Georgia, which everything about their band name and the title of that song and the sentiment of their music is super relevant right now. If you're following the news, you've seen that they just passed a very strong anti-abortion bill in Georgia. And there's been some chatter up here north of the border from our very conservative new politicians, most notably Doug Ford, and then some folks involved in the most recent winning party in Alberta, who are talking about wanting to get rid of abortion in Canada as well. So I hear a lot of women and LGBTQ people talking about this, and I'd love to hear more cis men talking about it, because I know you guys care. I believe that you care. I believe that a lot of people understand why this is important and why it's not a right that you want to be messing with. The way that these things get chipped away at, it's not in one decision. It's slowly over time, little regulations come in that make things slightly harder to access. And then after a while, people's resistance has just been broken down to the point where they can actually make it impossible. And it's extremely dangerous. It doesn't actually result in fewer abortions. It just results in more complications for people who are seeking access to that service under the table. So keeping it legal and safe is essential to the health of people who need to access them. And shout out to Coat Hangers for a band name that is all about that, and also for making political punk rock. Also, don't let that kind of thing happen up here. It's totally unacceptable, and we need to keep an eye on people who are blowing hot air about getting rid of it. That's my rant for today, anyways. I'm going to take a little break. We'll be back with some more music. I've got new music from Kamikaze Nurse. And apparently the Courtneys are coming back, so I'll have a track for you from them as well. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars.
Hey folks, the Pride Collective at UBC is an AMS resource group for LGBTQ+ folks. All our events and resources are free, so you should check us out on Facebook or come to Nest 2103 and say hi. We have so many fun events every week.
Join us on Thursday, May 16th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. PST for the 5th Annual Access Day and enjoy 10 straight hours of programming produced around the theme Accessibility in Our Community. Pieces were contributed from radio stations across Canada. There will be live performances by Greg Labine and Christina Sheldon out of the Vancouver Adapted Music Society. You can tune into your local campus and community radio station or stream online at citr.ca.
Hey, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC. And I'm going to play a track from the Courtneys, who are coming back. They just posted a couple shows with Devours and some other local superstars in the summertime, I think around June. So hopefully they'll be releasing new music. We'll see. But I want to play a track from their first full-length record that came out in 2013. And this one, I'm playing Casey Reeves. It's a whole song about Keanu Reeves, which I wanted to hear because a couple weeks ago I was trying to decide which movie to watch with my partner, and like, I don't know if this happens to anyone listening, but you sit down and try to decide which movie to watch, and all of a sudden you're like, I've never heard of any movies in my life. I don't have any on a list. I don't, haven't like been saying that I want to listen to or watch a million movies for all time. So we were just like scrolling Netflix forever and ever and ever, and then eventually it was like, what about The Matrix? And they'd never seen The Matrix. They're younger than me, and we put it on and they fell asleep. So they've still never seen The Matrix, but I had the pleasure of getting to hang out with Keanu Reeves, and I've got to say that some of those leather jacket moments were pretty strong. The rest of it, debatable. But without further ado, this is The Courtneys with Casey Reeves.
We'll be right back.
That was Alimony, Without You, off of their forthcoming record, Without You, Between Bad Habits. And before that, you heard Kamikaze Nurse with a new one off of their record that's about to come out called Bucky Fleur. The song was Dead Meat. And that's going to be it for me this week. Up next is Deliberate Noise with Nina Panini and special guest Claire. I'm excited to hear what their theme is this week. It's always really funny. I don't know if they're still doing the bathroom reviews thing, but if they are, I'm getting a thumbs up. Sounds like they are. So hopefully you'll get some useful information on that. Anyways, thank you all for listening. I'll be back on air next week from 4 to 5 as usual. And yeah, cheers. Take care. I wanted to leave you all with a track from Mariah Carey that I'd actually never heard before. I saw a tweet that was very adorable. It's this guy named Garth Greenwell who tweeted, "Realizing too late that the straight boy who made me this mixtape in 10th grade wasn't straight at all." And some of the songs from that some of the songs from the tape were Night Swimming by R.E.M., When Doves Cry by Prince, In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel, Try Not to Breathe Again by R.E.M., and anyways, the last song on the mixtape was Vanishing by Mariah Carey. So this is dedicated to a sweet closeted gay boy in Kentucky in the early 90s and his yearning for a guy named Garth. So shout out to that kid. This is Vanishing by Mariah Carey, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Could recapture all of the memories and bring them to life, surely I would hear the distant laughter. Wasn't it you and me surviving the night? You're fading out of my away. You're vanishing. Oh, I was so enraptured. No sensibility to open my eyes. I'm misunderstood. Now you're fading faster. It's certainly hard to see. You're taking the light, letting the shadows inside swiftly. You're vanishing, drifting away. You're vanishing. Oh, for spirits of the past, just a trace of your existence to grasp. And if somehow I could capture darkness inside. Oh,